You're listening to KNKX, and across the state, school officials are putting their own math skills to work right now. They're trying to figure out what the state's new school funding plan means for their budgets. For guidance, they're turning to the state superintendent of public instruction, Chris Rakedahl. 88.5's youth and education reporter, Ashley Gross, has this story.
Rakedahl is still working through the numbers himself. He hopes to publish an analysis in about a week. One thing is clear. He says districts that have had a tough time passing local school levies in the past will get a boost from the state. For places that have relied heavily on local tax measures, it's a little more complicated.
I think it's fair to say that every district's going to have more resources. That's different than would they have had even more resources if we would stuck with the current law and the current scheme.
That's because the plan hikes the state property tax, but caps the amount of money districts can get from local levies. Rakedahl says he's not wild about the idea of relying on the property tax because of the burden it places on lower and middle income people. But he says this was a hard-fought battle in a legislature where the Democrats have a slim majority in the House and Republicans narrowly control the Senate.
It is so evenly split right now that that's the kind of deal you can get done.
Rakedahl praises lawmakers for choosing to spend about $500 million over the next 4 years to help schools with a high concentration of poverty. He does say that that's probably still not enough to get graduation rates to 100%.
$500 million isn't going to fix all of our problems, but it's a tremendous start.
The school funding plan still has to be approved by the Washington State Supreme Court. 5 years ago, the High Court ruled that the state was failing to fully fund basic education. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.